Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
For our next steps.
Okay, the motion by Alderman Borghellis is to send this item back to committee. Are there any objections to that motion? Hearing none, so ordered. This concludes unfinished business.
It is now, which means... Oh, yep. Yeah, it's done.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Big goings on today, potentially for an iconic structure in Milwaukee, right? That's fair.
Quite fair.
Talking about the Mitchell Park Domes, of course. Yeah.
This is going to be the theme song for our Domes update.
We'll see. We're workshopping Stevie Windows right now.
Okay.
Anyway, so a proposal from the Friends of the Domes. It's a six-year, $107 million plan to reimagine these structures. So it'd be a couple of phases. They would restore the domes. They'd invest into Mitchell Park. There'd be more activities, a nature learning center, et cetera, et cetera. So this plan was already passed by a county board committee. Now it goes to the full county board today. At least it's on the schedule. We'll see if they get to it, but it's expected to be voted on today. It would be a $30 million commitment from the county itself.
But then the whole rest of that money would be outside fundraising and perhaps, you know, public-private partnership type of stuff. Mm-hmm. Which gets the county off the hook for $50-plus million at least.
Which is great, right?
I mean, the cheapest, save the domes as they are estimates that we were hearing was somewhere between $60 and $80 million.
Right. So we'll dig into this a little bit, find out. That's supposed to happen today. We'll see if it remains on the agenda as expected, but it's part of the Finance Committee report. You know, all the committees do their report today to the county board, and that is on that list. Also, just an update, because I know you were wondering about this. Oh, the flag.
Okay. You know, back-to-back issues that we've been discussing. Well, this one less than domes.
I think this one might be done now. The Milwaukee flag may officially be over. Here's what happened during the Common Council meeting on Wednesday. Alderman Borghellis, who'd been pushing to make the Milwaukee flag, the people's flag, the official city flag.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll send this to committee so that we have time, options for our next steps.
Okay, the motion by Alderman Borghellis is to send this item back to committee. Are there any objections to that motion? Hearing none, so ordered. This concludes unfinished business.
It is now, which means... Oh, yep. Yeah, it's done.
It concludes the agenda item of unfinished business, but leaves so much unfinished business.
I think it will remain unfinished. And perhaps... the Milwaukee flag will wave again someday as an official flag, but it doesn't look like it, at least at this point.
Well, as we've suggested, as Rush says, if you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
The 1-6 Bucks take on the 1-6 Jazz tonight at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee sorely needs a win. A little dinged up, too, as they enter this stretch. 5 games in 7 days. Chris Middleton still out, recovering from the ankle surgeries. He's getting there, but he's just not there yet, says the coach. Meanwhile, now that you're 1-6, you're losing. How are we feeling? We pressing a bit there, coach?
No, this is a positive group. Like, we believe we're a really good basketball team that has played poorly, you know, at times. And, you know, last 2 games, you can say we played well and lost the games. This is a big picture thing to this.
So Bucks and Jazz tonight on WDTMJ, 7 o'clock tip. Our Bucks shoot-around starts at 6 o'clock. By the way, Bobby Portis, an update on his home, which was burgled.
I am now offering a $40,000 cash reward for any information or tips
that leads to the return of my stolen item.
Posting on social media on Wednesday, 40,000 for any tips that can lead to getting those items that were stolen back.
He woke up a Packer earlier this week. Wednesday, defensive lineman Preston Smith practiced with the Steelers following the trade Tuesday. First question from reporters.
How was the first day at school?
Did you get that?
First day?
How was the first day at school? Okay. Smith saying he had requested a trade weeks ago. Said nothing against the Packers as an organization, just wasn't comfortable in the Packers' new defense. Remember, we have a new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley.
It's just what I've been playing in the last 9 years of my career. Into this past season, this is what I was comfortable playing in and what I got used to playing in the previous 9 seasons. So, you know, just being back in the system is like, you know, riding that your favorite bike again.
So kind of sticking with the first day of school analogy. Okay. Favorite bike again.
Yep.
Packers get a 7th-round pick in next year's draft in the trade. Smith is a Steeler. Packers on the bye week, played a week from Sunday in Chicago.
Pope Francis is making some NFL news. Great catch by Pancake on this. So Pope Francis posted on X, "We cannot become saints with a frown. We must have joyful hearts that remain open to hope."
That's lovely.
Yeah,
good.
It's very nice. Right. Well, so he hashtagged saints. And if you hashtag saints, little symbol for the New Orleans Saints comes up, and it's a hashtag that the team uses all the time. So he's basically, giving some support to the New Orleans Saints. Here's one, someone writing back to him now. "Pontiff, I appreciate your continual effort to encourage and uplift the Saints during this trying season." Here's another one.
Yeah, they're lousy, right?
Yeah, they're not very good. Here's another one. "He did it again. Could someone let the good man know about the football team that he is inadvertently blessing?" And then there's another one. "Hey, Pope, any chance the Houston Texans can catch a blessing?"
Hey, come on. How about us over here? We're good people. Why are you always favoring the Saints?
Why are you always going to hashtag just them?
Geez.
Come on now.
Come on, help us out. Have the Saints responded?
Yes, with an amen.
Amen to that. 719 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Major announcement promised today. We have a major announcement alert.
I've come to make an announcement.
Sometimes when major announcements are promised, we've talked about this on the show. They turn out to be major for the person or group making the announcement. Not so major, probably, for most of us.
Right? Major disappointment.
No, this is going to be huge. You're not going to want to miss this. Oh, can you tell us what the news conference is about? Well, no, you're just going to have to come and see. And it's...
Yeah.
Right? However, I believe this will be a major announcement.
Okay.
Based on sourced information and our collective brain, meaning Eric, producer Greg Hill, and me. We think we know what the major announcement will be. A lot of others on the WTMJ talk and text line have suggested as much as well. So here's the headline from my contact at the Milwaukee Brewers. Milwaukee Brewers and FPC Live to make a major concert announcement on Thursday, November 7th, 10:30 a.m. Central Time. That's today. Now, word of caution. Last time FPC Live, the concert promoter, was involved in a major announcement, we heard...
I want to be really clear from the start here. There isn't any big news being announced.
Literally,
come on.
Literally, that was from that news conference.
Now, we don't expect that this time because why?
So this is based on what I told you already. Big news, and I believe it is. We think it is indeed a major concert announcement.
Okay.
Speakers will include Rick Schlesinger, Brewers president, business operations. You would expect that since it's at their venue. Charlie Goldstone, co-president of FPC Live, and Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson. So the mayor is invited to participate in this major announcement.
Now, is that unique? I mean, the mayor's not shy when it comes to a camera and a microphone.
True, but I don't remember being out to announce Kenny Chesney.
Okay.
You know, or any of the others. And we've had huge shows.
Yeah, you're right. And usually it's just a news release, right?
Yes.
They'll send out just,
hey, right?
Kenny Chesney's coming.
So, right, you don't have a news conference around it.
Right.
Right. So this indicates to me this is a big show and a big to-do.
Like 100th anniversary Harley Davidson type of thing, huh?
Right.
now you got us thinking.
It's not Elton John.
Okay.
I don't think. Because we were given a clue. So I reached out to a bunch of people and, you know, hoping for somebody would give it up. And I didn't get anybody to give it up. But I did get one source to offer us this clue.
Okay.
So we've tried to figure it out. Here's the clue. You can play along. He was previously married to a very attractive woman, which doesn't really narrow it down because many rockers have been previously
married.
This
is true.
And many rockers have been previously married to attractive women.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he is being joined by a former, quote unquote, law enforcement member. He was previously married to a very attractive woman, and he is being joined by a former law enforcement member. law enforcement, in quotes. A number of suggestions have come through today on the WTMJ talk and text line. I see Mick Jagger. I see Blake Shelton, Kid Rock. Somebody else suggested somebody who is dead. I don't think that
Eddie
would be,
Money.
That would not be a very good show. Paul McCartney, Bruce Springsteen.
So
it's some of those offering that second layer as well.
It's two people. And yesterday when you first provided me this clue, I thought I had it, but I didn't realize these two had ever done anything together.
Indeed. We think it's this.
I can't hear you, by the way. Go ahead and bring that down a bit.
These two have played together. In fact, they are playing this weekend in Vegas.
So one is Sting. That one's the easy one. It's the Police music there from Sting. Who's the other?
We think it's Billy Joel.
Yeah.
The two of them are on tour. Not, they don't have a ton of shows, but
okay,
they are playing Vegas together tomorrow night. They have several other shows that have been announced already for 2025 where they will play together.
So this is pure speculation per your little clue that you were given.
Yes. Do you think we're right?
Yes.
You think we're right, right?
Yes, I absolutely think. I think Billy Joel, when you think of someone who used to be married to someone beautiful, Billy Joel, Christie Brinkley, back in the day, that was the power couple. They're no longer together, and she has always been known as a very attractive person.
So that news conference is 10:30 this morning at American Family Field. That was fun to play the riddle, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Riddle and clue. We think that's what it is, but we'll let you know when we know. Official announcement coming at 10:30 a.m. News about your money this morning, WTMJ Annex Wealth Management Market Update. Dow Jones Industrial Average soared more than 1,500 points, up more than 3.5% in trading on Wednesday to 43,730. The NASDAQ at 18,983, that was up 544 points, nearly 3%, and the S&P 500 up as well, 146 points, 2.5% to 5,929. Elections have consequences. Is your investment and retirement plan ready for what's next? Click the Get Started button at annexwealth.com.
Wait, you think it's Lyle Lovett and Sting?
He said he wanted out of Green Bay. We'll hear from him in sports at 7:45.
Been a lot of conversation, a lot of reporting about the transition team and when the Trump administration moves back into the White House. While the official transition, of course, is several months away before inauguration and all of that, Trump is already sure of some of his day one agenda items. ABC's Jonathan Carl.
Sources tell ABC News that among his first actions, Trump plans to fire FBI Director Chris Wray. Trump's also made it clear he will fire Special Counsel Jack Smith, who brought those 44 charges against him. The special counsel, however, will probably be gone before Trump is sworn in. Sources tell ABC News Smith is in active talks with DOJ leadership about ending both his cases.
Yeah, so Special Counsel Jack Smith, he's talking to his superiors right now about how to like bring those cases to an end. He's got two that he's dealing with, the federal election interference case in Washington. The other is the classified documents case in Florida.
For now, the conversations are internal within the Biden Justice Department about how to wind the two federal cases down. Officials cite the department's policy dating to the Nixon era that a sitting president cannot be prosecuted in federal court.
Yeah, so that's basically why they want to do this, is that they really can't continue to move about on these cases once he is sworn in anyway, per their policy. So what do? How do you wind them down? Takes a little bit of work, or do you just, okay, everyone, shred the documents and let's move on.
The outstanding question is, could they be revived at any point? Is that why there's a quote-unquote winding down? I keep hearing that phrase. He's winding down. Like, what does that mean? And why is it winding down instead of saying, all right, everybody that was working on this, you're no longer working on this.
And
it goes in a box.
By the way, there's still another case that needs to be wrapped up as well.
The sentencing in the New York hush money case, scheduled for November 26th, is a separate matter with its own complications, and that's up to state court Judge Juan Merchan to sort out.
Yeah, so that one is coming up. That's the one out of New York. Sentencing had been pushed back. It's later this month. So what happens with that case? Does that sentencing still take place? Does the judge read the writing on the wall and be like, okay, going to have to punt on this or...
But that's already a verdict.
Yes, already a verdict. Right. Yeah. So what do you do in that one? So there will be some interesting constitutional crisis moments, perhaps, or maybe it just gets slap on the wrist. I'm not sure how they finish that one up.
7:37 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Coming up, the quote, I got three go-tos, a gun, a knife, or mace. Woman who is accused of saying that is due back in court today. That story next. This news report brought to you by Steinhoffels. Visit them at steinhoffels.com. So we could finally have resolution to a story that we have been following step by step here on Wisconsin's Morning News from the moment it happened. Because it happened while we were on the air almost precisely a year ago. So this is the story that we said, let's follow this gate to gate. Let's see how seriously we actually take reckless driving and gun violence in our community. It was Thanksgiving week, 2023. You remember this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Debbie was on the air and was reporting in a traffic situation that shut down the freeway. Somebody had shot up a car on the freeway. Eastbound lanes of I-94 during the morning rush. Rosita Sims later arrested, accused of pulling a gun with her child in the car and during a road rage moment firing off shots at another vehicle as they were approaching the zoo interchange. So moving traffic in the freeway, morning rush. And she's accused of firing off shots because she got upset about somebody whom she thought cut her off. Nobody was hurt. This is the woman who, according to the criminal complaint, uttered the infamous phrase, I got three go-tos, a gun, a knife, or mace. In this case, it turned out it was the gun. So this happened a year ago. She's changed lawyers, challenged competency, host of stalls and delays, blah, blah, blah. It went on. We had a hearing. Then it was not scheduled. Then it was pushed. Then we changed lawyers. Then we did this. It's been a year, and she's been out on bail. So today, we may finally have a resolution. She's charged with multiple felonies. Ms. Sims due in Waukesha County Court. It happened just over the border into Waukesha. For what is, according to court records, a plea and sentencing hearing.
Okay, so it is a plea deal then, huh?
Sounds like it, right? Does that indicate to you what it does to me, that probably there was there's not going to be a trial, there's going to be a plea, someone is arranged, the prosecutors make a recommendation for sentencing, and then it's up to the judge on how, in this case, it's Judge Ramirez, so how he wants to proceed with that. So we'll see how seriously we're willing to take a case where a person armed with a gun is willing to fire at another car with her child on board the vehicle, no less, driving at freeway speeds. How seriously do we treat the offense? Heretofore, I would say not so much.
Well, we've had a rash of these. There's a moment there when this was happening all the time.
Yes, which is why I kind of chose to focus on this one. We could do, you don't want it to become white noise, but I kind of picked this one to just follow it all the way through the process.
Yep.
So that process may take a major step today. 7:43, sports up next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
The struggling Bucks get back to work tonight at Fiserv Forum. They host the struggling Jazz. Both teams are 1-6. It's been a kind of a rough start to the season, you could say, for the Deer. But head coach Doc Rivers is not worried.
The worry is outside the building. I guarantee you that. There's none inside the building.
Yeah, he says no one's pressing.
There's zero pressing from us. You know, we could have made a choice to play Giannis the other day. That was me. I was like, no, that wouldn't be smart. We got games coming up. The groin wasn't bad, but it's enough that with the games coming up, you got to do the right thing and keep believing that in the long run, your team's going to be exactly where they're supposed to be.
Now, Giannis has been dealing with that strained adductor, so everyone back. Chris Middleton, though, is still dinged up. You won't have him yet tonight. That's day-to-day, week-to-week. At the moment, the game tonight, tip off is 7 o'clock. Our coverage starts with Buck Shooter on at 6 right here on WTMJ.
You buying what coach is selling right there?
To a certain extent, I don't. I would prefer them think, you know, pull back and look at it that way than game to game overreacting and doing a little bit over tweaking, right, if you will.
And you could be 7-0, and that means almost as little,
right,
as being 1-6 anyway,
so,
right?
I think they believe they're a better team than the record shows at the moment.
So. This argument holds for now, right? The long run, long season, okay.
That's
but
true.
Holds for now. Turns out former Packers defensive lineman Preston Smith traded this week to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Smith said he wanted out of Green Bay.
To be honest, a few weeks ago I requested a trade. I didn't feel like I was being useful in the system, and it wasn't catering to my play style. And, you know, moving forward, like I wasn't surprised when I got the call. it's like, you know, I got what I asked for.
I wasn't surprised. I said I wanted to be traded. So they traded me. Smith meeting with reporters after his first practice with the Steelers as Packers are on the bye week. I'm not hearing in that. We can ask Tausch about it. I'm not hearing that like the environment was bad or there's something something suspect in the locker room or anything like that. Just he didn't like the scheme.
Snaps were down too, right? A little bit.
And not to get overly, you know, X's and O's, but we changed defensive coordinators. We had been in a 3-4 defense. Now it's a 4-3. He didn't like where he lined up or how that works and that scheme. And he just said, what was his earlier comment? Back like riding my favorite bike. He was just more comfortable in the other scheme. So maybe everybody ends up happy in this
one. And by the way, you're welcome. It's getting sent to the Steelers, that's a pretty nice little deal right there.
Absolutely true. Gutekunst even mentioned it in his news conference. Like, yeah, I'm glad that we were able to send him to a team that's in good shape.
Yeah,
and he's going to have an opportunity to win a championship there. So maybe it just works out well for everybody. And maybe that seventh round pick that we got with the Steelers turns out to be a gem. Who knows? 7:48 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Idea Man.
Pancake legitimately is like, hey, are you wearing a mask today?
Innovator.
Am I really this blank and ugly that Greg Pancake Hill would look at me and say, is that a mask?
And Packers Hall of Famer.
Yes, it's the Hulk.
Okay.
Must not be a great mask. This is like the Dwayne Wade statue down in Miami. You think that that's what it is, but everybody kind of looks around like, just wait a second. What? Is that right? No? Yep.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Morning, Tausch.
Good morning, boys. A little fresher today?
Yeah.
A little bit.
A little bit more sleep was had. Head back up above water post-election. Yes.
Nice. Wanted to ask you a question before you guys get into whatever you had planned today. How do you go about if it's your kid's birthday? Have you ever, because are you, is there an expectation when you go out to dinner or a big lunch and you say it's a birthday, is there an expectation that there is a dessert coming your way? Like, do you expect the restaurant to do anything? Or give me kind of your thoughts and I'll tell you what happened.
Yes.
I agree. You would say, you know, especially if it's a child. Oh, it's, you know, Jimmy's birthday here today. Yeah, right. Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Good. Make a note
Jimmy's
of it. You expect something with a candle or a sparkler or something.
It doesn't need to be coming in singing or all that, but it'd be nice.
No.
Know, nice little gesture.
Yeah, I don't need the, I know there's some places that bring like a, like one of those stationary horses, and you know they'll do the lasso deal. They make a big deal of it. Or if you go to a different bar, so last week I had to go to Iowa City. My son turned; he had his birthday, and it was just me and him on Friday. So we went out to a big lunch. So it's a little bit different, but a very nice. My kid's a foodie; he loves cooking. Like it's one of his deals. So we went to a really nice little lunch spot. Got this unbelievable pork chop, by the way. Unbelievable pork chop.
All right.
And as we're going, the guy's like, oh, any special, anything special? But, you know, we're here for hockey. And then I kind of do, as my kid was, like, looking at his phone or doing whatever he's doing, I kind of gave a look like, hey, it's his birthday. And the guy's like, oh, cool. Okay, got the thumb, whatever. So we order our food. We get, like, some, we got an app, got food. Yeah, you know, this wasn't like it wasn't like a cheap joint either. Okay, so just keep that in mind.
All right.
And then as we come, he goes, "You guys want anything else?" And I'm like, "Nope, we're good." And he brings the bill, and that's the end of the day. And I just was thinking to myself, that is really weird. So was I supposed to say yes? We'd like the birthday cake that I told you about when old boy was here.
Yeah.
Or I started questioning, did I push this on him because I told him it was his birthday? And the whole thing was just, it was a really weird deal. And I just was wondering, did I have unfair expectations for this waiter to bring us out like a two-day-old cupcake with a, you know, with a candle in it? I was confused.
I don't think there's unfair expectations, because even if he had brought it out and put that on your bill, you wouldn't have been upset about that. It's not like 100%. You were expecting something
free.
Yeah,
no problem.
Also, he asked. Are we celebrating something special today?
He did say, what do you do? Well, it was, in fairness to him, he said, well, what are you guys doing here? I mean, my kid was, you know, not disheveled by any stretch, but obviously he just played a game. So, and then, but I did the old, you know, this, oh, yeah, well, you know, because I was expecting, again, I wasn't expecting the whole staff to come out and make it a big blanking deal, but I just thought the whole thing was awkward. It's the first time that's ever happened. And it wasn't, again, this wasn't like I was at Chucky's Diner. Which actually, I think if I was at Chucky's Diner, I'm getting a stack of pancakes with 16 candles in it. But this was and then to top it all off, a group next to us, they're doing a blanket birthday party. They scheduled the birthday party. They got staff out there. They're bringing them torts and cakes and ice cream and the whole thing. So it was just an awkward operation from the jump.
When you were in high school, did you ever surprise a friend with a birthday when you were at dinner? Like, even though it wasn't their birthday?
Oh, we did that all the time. Yeah. It's Frankie's birthday. Oh, okay. And then they bring it out. They make a big deal. And you put Frankie in a weird spot. Like, am I going to bust my boys and say it ain't really my birthday? Everybody always just embraces it. It's not like anyone ever asks for an ID if it actually is your birthday. So the whole thing, it made me ponder like where we're at in society with birthdays. Is it a faux pas, social faux pas, to let him know that it's his birthday? And then if it's 2 days earlier, can you still? I'm of the belief if you're within a 5 day window, it's your birthday. That's how I look.
And when that celebration occurs, right, can occur anytime on that continuum. And therefore, you are Justin saying, yes, we're here celebrating Max's birthday. Right. I think that should have happened. I definitely think that something should have been brought.
I couldn't agree more.
Even if they ultimately charged you for it. I'm with you on that.
Yeah. Yes. Problem if you charge it.
Right. None. If they did, though, I still would have looked at the bill and said, charge me for the cupcake. Okay, you know, like, I guess I asked
Six
for it.
$6.
Super passive-aggressively. You would have done it passive-aggressively. And so then the question is, if you have a five-day window and you go out a second time, do you go back to that well, or do you, it's only a one and done? When
it, no, new venue? Totally new operation.
Yeah,
you go back
new venue. I wanted to go back to that spot again because the food was great. I wanted to go back and try it again just to see if it was just the company policy or if it was actually the waiter. But alas, I did not.
Go back again. Hey, still his birthday.
Hey, it's his birthday, bro. Know. Yeah, it's his birthday again, and he's still not getting any ice cream.
All right, thanks, Tosh. I guess we'll talk some Packers tomorrow. 7:57 on Wisconsin's Morning News.